This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I actually kind of felt bad for you, Gold, because after last... Yeah, because I knew this part of the game had to drive you nuts. Last week, we had this whole segment about, I can't believe Andy Reid won't run the ball. Why won't he just run it? And I warned you that that's not who Andy is. Mm-hmm. That's not who he's been his whole career. You told me to drop the fourth down stuff, and I was bitching about that during the game because, again, I didn't like the way he did fourth down. And then they had a 2-3 touchdown lead. And on back-to-back possessions, wasted 17 seconds on six straight passes, which Mahomes got three times. And I was like, Alex must be losing it.
Yes. Because what did I mean, what did I type all caps in the rundown? We have a running note. We have basically all three of us go on the rundown during the game, and we make notes, right? Like thoughts, opinions, whatever, throughout the game, and we narrow it down, and that's how we form our show on Mondays. And what did I type all caps? I don't know if you can say exactly what I typed.
Run the effing ball!
Yes.
Is what it says.
Yes, you're paraphrasing.
And all caps. Yeah. I know, but run the effing ball.
I know.
All caps. It drove me crazy. And ultimately, I still think part of the injury yesterday happened because they weren't willing to run the football.
Gold's throwing whatever he can find. You've got the pad of paper right there.
You're
throwing that.
That's
slamming
right.
On
That's
the table.
Right. I won't throw because it's Dusty's pad of paper that he leaves here. That's how we know when Cody's stealing tweets. I kid. But that's what the.
I can't believe that that storyline's lasted as long as it is.
Somebody
Dusty's still mentioning it
did,
to me.
He did. No, I get it. I know they're running the ball. And I'm not saying they're like the best team in the NFL running the football anyway. That's what I've never acknowledged. I never have claimed that, and I certainly acknowledge
Pretty
that
good.
They're not. But man, oh man, when you're up in that game against that opponent in the second half by multiple scores, and you know your O-line is still suffering on the left side, and therefore your quarterback is in danger perhaps, and you refuse to run it on six straight plays of two different drives, it makes no sense. I'm sorry.
It's bad game planning. That was, I don't want to say because like it might be hyperbolic or prisoner of the moment, because I'm not going to pretend like I've diagnosed every single one. I'd be shocked to find out that if you made me individually rank every single game Andy Reid has coached, if that wasn't one of the five worst games he has coached as a Kansas City Chief. That was a straight-up bad game by Andy. Yeah. He passed it 38 times when his offensive line was getting cooked, wouldn't run the ball, went for a fourth, didn't go for a fourth when I thought he should, went for a fourth when I thought he shouldn't. I feel like they rushed Harrison Butker back. There was a million little the challenge you had mentioned earlier.
Challenging the replay assist.
Like it was one of the five worst games Andy Reid has coached as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs. He made 10, I think, bad decisions in the game. Look, I'm like, what the hell are you doing here?
Yeah, we can acknowledge a guy that's going to end up being either the greatest or second greatest coach of all time, a guy that should be in the coach of the year running, but he's not, is going to win 15 or 16 games this year. All that is true. What's also true is you have a bad day at the office. And yesterday was a bad day at the office in a win. So you'll say, how can it be a bad day? We won. There's multiple examples of how it can cost you a football game, you know? And it was really, really frustrating to watch some of the mistakes that were made. As far as Harrison Butker, since you brought him up, Dave Tope said last Wednesday that he wasn't 100% back. Power-wise, I think, in terms of it. And Justin Reid, remember, was doing kickoffs. They didn't trust it yet for him to do kickoffs. So I think Butker absolutely is not 100%. I think the missed field goal, he gets blamed, but also that whole operation was a mess. It's another one. Call a timeout, Andy. Your long snapper is running on the field late. Your holder is running on the field late. Butker's waving him on the field. The whole operation was off. You missed the kick. So yeah, Butker gets blamed, but I think the whole entire operation was off. You can call a timeout. It would not have been back-to-back timeouts had somebody say, Gold, they can't call back-to-back. It wouldn't have. They called a timeout. Then they went and sent the offense out. Then Cleveland called a timeout. The Chiefs could have called a timeout when they saw their kicking unit running on the field. There were just some blunders yesterday. It was not a smooth operation, and yet they still won 21-7
in the NFL. Well, because thank you, second head coach, Steve Spagnuolo, for dialing up 5 sacks. 5 turnovers and Dave Tobe for getting the muffed punt, I guess, at least on that end, because it was a bad day. Andy had a bad day at the office. I mean, there's no other way to put it. The run game is just highlighted of that. The game was locked. And you were like, what if I passed it 6 straight times against a defensive line that keeps getting pressure? What sense does that make? And I'll just be like, Drew and I both, and look, I'm more aggressive on 4th down than you, whatever. Everyone varies in that. On the one where they had Butker kick it, I thought they should have gone for it. It's a 4th and 1. It's neither. I would go for that 99% of the time as a head coach, so whatever. He decides to kick it. Tell me why that is a kick, but the 4th and 2 when you're up 2 touchdowns with 15 minutes left to go in the game is a go.
You should have punted it.
Are you crazy? Just punt it and win the game. That was the play Mahomes got hurt on, by the way.
They had 5 turnovers at the time.
What are you doing? You had 5 turnovers. They'd already switched to DTR. The game was over. And you're like, I'm going to go for this one. And you're like, Andy, why? That one means nothing. There's no logic in going for that one if you're going to kick on the other one. I said go for it before we missed the kick. I know it's easy to be like revisionist history because you know Butker missed it. No, Gold, you've been around me long enough. I'm a go for it in that situation.
They could have gone up 21-0, and that way the drive was going so long anyways. Go for it, convert it, take more time off the clock, score another touchdown, go up 21-0 at halftime.
I have less of an issue with the going for the 4th down than you guys do on that spot, the 4th and 3. I know hindsight, the injury is obviously, but that goes back to just the way they handled everything else in the game. That 4th down, that wasn't a problem for me to go for. There were just so many other things that I thought were mishandled, and hopefully it's adjustments that they can continue to make.
Why do you guys think they played Butker if he wasn't 100%?
Gold says maybe he's not as sure. I thought he looked uncomfortable on multiple kicks yesterday. Well, I don't have any idea. I feel like they rushed him back.
His knee was almost buckling, it looked like. He was almost slipping or something.
I don't know if he doesn't trust the knee yet. They clearly know he's not 100% because he wasn't doing kickoffs, guys. I mean, like,
But why would you play him, though?
That makes no sense to me. I don't know
if it was a roster spot thing. I have no idea. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, they could have. There was no reason you couldn't have kept him on IR for another week, right?
Yeah, right.
But I'm not sure, unless they feel like part of the recovery, he needs to get ramped up for the playoffs, that he needs to be in these games. Maybe that's the argument, right? That they need him out there kicking to get right, to get more confidence in his knee so that he's planting, you know, on his non-plant leg.
He can just do that in practice.
Or on his plant leg, I guess.
Like, he doesn't need to do that in game, in my opinion. I just thought they rushed him back. Yeah. I don't know. They just wanted, like,
something to watch.
I guess I would understand rushing him back if for some reason they had lost 2 games because of the kicking game.
Yeah.